Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced in part with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Our guest this morning is Anthony Scott, and he's the son of Walter R. Scott, who wrote three marvelous books that have been republished now as the Scott Collection. And I guess before we even begin, I'd like to read his dedication at the front of this volume. I think it's wonderful. He writes, "Hold fast to your mission and purpose in life, even if nobody else believes in you. It's the positive contributions that the people in my community are making day by day, and I want these men and women to exist in history." His son, Anthony Scott, joins us this morning. Hi, Anthony. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Good morning.
What a wonderful, what wonderful words written by your father, and what a joy to have this absolutely monstrous volume. It's a huge, I love big books, and I cannot lie. It's a fabulous collection of these three books. Tell us about this story, about how your dad came to write these books.
Well, you know, it's my dad, just in general, just a very interesting person. I mean, my brothers, my sister, we're just, you know, growing up in our family here in Minneapolis, it was just quite a great experience. I mean, and we all have great memories of my dad, you know, really working very hard, in addition to working regular jobs, to really get these books together. You know, he was born in Mississippi, but he grew up on the south side of Chicago, where he just got a lot of great memories and was in a great environment of African Americans. And I actually was born in Chicago, kind of by a fluke. We were living in Minneapolis, but somehow my dad got my mom to go to Chicago for Christmas, and I was born in Chicago. But we, you know, came back to Minneapolis. Dad also has started a book in Chicago. There's actually a book called The Chicago Beacon that was done in the early 50s, you know, as he was kind of going back and forth to Minneapolis. But the first book he did was a book called The Centennial Edition of the Minneapolis Beacon. And this was done in the 50s, kind of an obscure book. And it's really, really kind of what started this whole journey on getting the three books reprinted. Then after The Beacon, he had Minneapolis Negro Profile and Minnesota's Black Community. And all three of these books are what he would describe as pictorial resumes of the African community in the Twin Cities and Greater Minnesota.
And they came out roughly 10 years apart. The Centennial Edition of the Minneapolis Beacon came out in 1956, the Minneapolis Negro Profile in 1968, and then Minnesota's Black Community in 1976. And the text and the amazing photographs, I would imagine that there are people looking through this book now wondering, how did I never know that these three books existed?
Yes. Yes, and you know, and especially the very first one, The Beacon, because I was maybe 5-6 years old at the time, and only had a really vague memory of that book until you know, I was going through all of Dad's material, because I have all of his writings and, you know, the things that he prepared to put these books together, and I happened to see a copy of the Centennial Edition of The Beacon, and it was in a tattered state. And I said, boy, I wonder if this book around anymore. So I did some searching on the internet, couldn't find it. Went to our neighborhood library here in South Minneapolis, Hosmer Library, and I was told that they had a copy at the Special Collections in downtown Minneapolis. So I go down there to find that book, and at that point I met Mr. Ted Hathaway, who is the manager of Special Collections, and he says, Walter Scott's your dad. I said, yes. So he takes me to a back room where they had a whole file on Dad, newspaper articles, pictures.
Oh, what a treat for a kid. And I say kid in that you're always your dad's kid, no matter how old you are. But what a treat for a son to find all this information about their father.
Yeah, and they had a pristine copy of The Beacon. And so from there, we just got a really good relationship going with Hennepin County Library. They've been just instrumental in helping the family just get to the point now where we have this just great collection that's been reprinted through the auspices of the Historical Society. They've been just, you know, between the library and the Historical Society, I mean, I just can't say enough about their interest, their enthusiasm about my dad. It's almost like, boy, my dad, like a rock star.
Anthony, this has got to be so eye-opening for you. You know, as you mentioned, you were just a little kid when the first book came out. You probably weren't paying an awful lot of attention to the sorts of things that your dad was looking at and writing when you were a teenager when the second book came out. Now you've got, and you've been working with not only publishers and libraries and historians, but you've been talking with the public and talking with people as these books came out. Such an in-depth, you know, it's more than a snapshot, such an in-depth look at the way people were living in your community in these different decades. What do you think the impact of the book is, and how do you think it changes depending on the generation of the person that you're talking to?
Well, you know, I just think, you know, even as kids, though, I mean, we really viewed up close and personal my dad working on these books. I mean, he would do things hands-on, like talk about the pike or pitch or size of print and pictures and meetings and discussions on the phone. And I just think what he wanted to do is he knew what he wanted to do all along when he first started. And that was to show that the African community, you know, is positive, that there's a great contribution made to society by the African American community, and that it had been really, really overlooked, and that it was just a side of our community. You know, you have to realize that, as I've done some of the research on helping to put these books back together, that in the Twin Cities area, you know, you're talking about the late 40s, early 50s, there may have been, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 black people in the Twin Cities. And so you're seeing a really small population. But when you see these books, you see so many people being industrious, working in every line of work you can think of, from doctors, lawyers, machinists, big companies, small companies, their own companies. And it just presents a picture of something that I think has been here and he knew about, that he wanted to make sure he showed it to the rest of the world.
You have some upcoming books. Is this information that you are putting together based on your dad's research and photographs, or is this something maybe that his work has sparked you to want to write books yourself?
Well, I think everything has kind of spawned really from, you know, the seed of my dad. All of this has just come about, you know, the relationships with the Hennepin County, where we've done several Black History Month programs that have been just extremely successful. They've always been packed. We had a very good one on the history of African American doctors in the Twin Cities area, and we had a family of doctors, the Crutchfield family, was actually on our nonprofit board. They presented, you know, just the barriers that the difficulties they had in becoming doctors, things that, you know, people wouldn't even think of today, as certain doctors weren't even allowed to take their patients to certain hospitals. So there's so many important things come out of these books, you know, from the events that we've done. And we also now, and it's all spawning from Dad, a nonprofit, Minnesota's Black Community Project, which along with my sister, Dr. Shonda Scott, my brother, Walter Scott Jr., my other brother, George Scott, along with the Crutchfield family and our board members, Jerry Freeman of the Minneapolis Spokesman, they're working together as part of our nonprofit. And one of our projects is going to be Minnesota's Black Community, the 21st Century. And so that's a book that we're actually working on now.
Now, that's the one that you had mentioned as we were chatting before we went on the air. You had said that you'd like to include outstate areas, including Duluth, in that project. If people say, oh, wow, there's all kinds of stuff we want you to know about what's going on in our community, what's the best way to get in touch with you? And, you know, how can we facilitate that process up here?
Well, we would certainly, you know, welcome that. And anything that you can do, you know, with the media and getting the word out, we'll probably be having some news release type things coming out soon. But, you know, in the interim, people can contact me. I think they could contact the Historical Society. We definitely want to, you know, the Duluth area has a history. Some of it, you know, some of the history may not have been as positive in some lights as you think of, but as we look at these things, we think that by bringing history to people, what you get is the opportunity to not repeat some of these things and to maybe move on and continue on a positive path. So yes, we want to continue to get outstate areas along with the Twin Cities, areas like Duluth. There are pockets of people around the state, and we'd like to include as many as we can.
Anthony, thank you so very, very much for sharing your father's books and taking some time to talk with us. And we'll get some contact information up for you on the website. So if people would like to learn more, how they can maybe take part in the project, they will be able to get in touch with you.
Oh, we'd appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Anthony. Anthony Scott joined us this morning as our guest talking about the Scott Collection. It was written by his father, Walter R. Scott. Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.